Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio. This is Yusran Arjun behind the microphone, live from our studios in Rabat, for the headlines. United Nations Middle East Morocco renews call to cease military aggression and preserves chances for peace. The body in charge of revising family code begins consultations with various stakeholders, and a framework put in place by His Majesty the King guarantees fluidity of process. Tourism Minister Morocco's tourism indicators continue to improve. CAF Awards, 7 Moroccan players running for African Ballon d'Or 2023. And internationally, Berlin casts doubt on a coal phase-out in 2030. Starting off this newscast abroad, Morocco has renewed before the United Nations General Assembly its call to cease military aggression in the Middle East region, sparing it the throes of a conflict which jeopardize any chance for peace and stability. During a peace session of the UN General Assembly, Morocco's ambassador to the United Nations, Omar Hilal, indicated that the region has experienced in recent weeks acts of violence against all civilians and their properties, including hospitals, as well as violations of international law and international humanitarian law. In addition to military operations in the Gaza Strip, noting that this situation is a major source of concern for Morocco. In this context, he stressed that the kingdom calls for reducing escalation and ending bloodshed and military aggression while emphasizing the urgent need to protect all civilians and not target them in accordance with the principles of international law and common human values. Morocco also insisted on the importance of allowing humanitarian aid in speedy and continuous way and in sufficient amounts for the Gaza Strip inhabitants, as well as on the rejection of solutions and ideas aimed at displacing or deporting Palestinians from their territory and endangering the security of neighboring countries. The ambassador also noted that as part of the constant commitment of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, President of the Al-Quds Committee to the Palestinian cause, and upon high royal instructions, Morocco sent emergency humanitarian aid to the Palestinian populations, adding that this aid was handed over to the Egyptian Red Crescent for transport to the Gaza Strip. Mr. Hilal concluded by emphasizing that Morocco, under the leadership of His Majesty the King, President of the Al-Quds Committee, remains committed to the choice of peace and reiterates its willingness to coordinate with all partners in a bid to engage in any international effort aimed at ending the tragic and dangerous situation in Gaza. Leaving New York to Washington, a new session of the Africa Working Group held as part of the Morocco-U.S. strategic dialogue took place with the participation of a high-level interministerial delegation led by Ambassador and Director General of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccans Living Abroad, Fouad Yazour. On this occasion, Ambassador Yazour held a working session with the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Ambassador Molly Fee, during which they expressed the common will for Biden and Washington to give an African day mention to the solid and long-standing partnership between the two countries. The two delegations discussed new opportunities for bilateral cooperation on the continent, including in trade, finance, and advancing clean energy solutions, and reviewed efforts to strengthen cooperation on countering terrorism, bolstering multinational security responses and peacekeeping operations, building the capacity of regional defense and security forces, and strengthening governance and development partnerships. Back on national soil, the body in charge of revising the family code held on Wednesday a meeting with the Secretary General of the Rabita Mohammadi of Ulema, Ahmed Abedi, the first in a series of consultation and hearing sessions with various stakeholders. These sessions are in line with the content of the royal letter addressed to the head of government concerning the revision of the family code. The royal letter stresses that considering the key legal and judicial dimensions involved, the sovereign has kindly decided to entrust the joint and collective supervision of the amendment process to the Ministry of Justice, the Higher Council of the Judicial Power, and the Presidency of Public Prosecution. In this regard, the sovereign called on these institutions to closely involve other bodies directly concerned by this question, particularly the Higher Ulema Council, the National Human Rights Council, and the government authority in charge of solidarity, social inclusion, and the family, emphasizing the importance of opening up to a broad spectrum of civil society organizations and groups as part of a participatory approach. In a statement to the press at the end of this meeting, Abedi stressed that the fluidity and serenity of this process stems from the fact that it distinguishes between, on the one hand, the fundamentals that have been decided in the code, and on the other, everything that is likely to be improved or amended after a scientific and meticulous diagnosis of the shortcomings noted in the implementation of certain provisions of the code over the last 20 years. The meeting focused on a series of issues relating in particular to certain procedures concerning child custody and polygamy, as well as points requiring improvement and overhaul, in addition to capacity building for justice personnel with a view to implementing the family code in a way that guarantees a dignified life for all citizens and respects the constants of the kingdom and all the conventions and treaties ratified by the country, he added. Tourism activity indicators showed continuous improvement during the current year, said on Tuesday in Rabat, Minister of Tourism, Handicrafts and the Social and Solidarity Economy, Fatima Zahra Amour, presenting the ministry's draft sectoral budget for the 2024 financial year before the Productive Sectors Committee. Amour highlighted the exceptional performance achieved by the sector up to the end of last September, when the number of tourists flocking to Morocco reached 11.1 million, up 44% on the same period in 2022, while the number of overnight stays recorded in tourist accommodation facilities reached 19.4 million, up by around 46%. The minister also announced that her department would continue its efforts in 2024 to implement the new tourism roadmap through the development of operational mechanisms focused on specific competitive levers. In Agadir, the Prefectural Judicial Police Department of the city has initiated a judicial inquiry under the supervision of the Public Prosecutor's Office to elucidate the circumstances surrounding the death of an individual while in police custody during his transfer to the hospital, according to a police source. The individual, aged 17, who had been placed in police custody as part of a judicial investigation conducted by the Minors Brigade, died on Tuesday evening while being transferred to the hospital. Under the oversight of the Public Prosecutor's Office, the Agadir Judicial Police have launched an inquiry to establish the details of this case. Meanwhile, the body has been moved to the regional hospital morgue for a post-mortem examination to determine the cause of death. Internationally, German Finance Minister Christian Lindner on Wednesday called the government's goal of closing the country's coal-fired power plants by 2030 unrealistic, given industry's need for cheap energy. In an interview with the Cologne Daily Kölner Stadt Anzeiger, the minister stated, quote-unquote, "We should put an end to dreams of phasing out coal-fired electricity in 2030 until it is clear that energy is available and affordable." In their coalition agreement, the three parties in government since the end of 2021 set themselves the target of ideally bringing forward the coal phase-out from 2038 to 2030. Quote-unquote, "This date is of no use to the climate anyway, as the CO2 emissions saved in Germany can be generated elsewhere, in Poland, for example, due to European rules," he added. From the point of view of the German Association for the Environment and Nature Conservation, postponing the phase-out of coal would not be compatible with Germany's climate objectives. Concluding in sports as always, Seven Atlas Lions are among the preliminary list of nominees for the title of the African Ballon d'Or to be awarded by the Confederation of African Football, CAF, as its prestigious CAF Awards ceremony scheduled for December 11th in Marrakesh. The preliminary list unveiled by CAF on Wednesday includes 30 of the best African players on the international scene, including Ashraf Hakimi, Hasdin Ounahi, Hakim Ziyech, Soufiane Amrabat, Yahya Jibran, Yassine Bounou, and Youssef Nsiri. Yassine Bounou is also a contender for the title of African Goalkeeper of the Year, a category introduced for the first time by CAF. In addition, 20 players have been nominated for the title of Inter-Club Player of the Year, including Wydad Casablanca's Yahya Atiyatullah, Yahya Jibran, and Youssef El-Moutel. The Moroccan women's national football team beat Namibia 2-0 Tuesday at the His Royal Highness Crown Prince Moulay Hassan Sports Complex in Rabat to advance to the third round of the African qualifiers for the 2024 Olympic Games. In the first leg game held on October 26th in Marrakesh, the Moroccan team bested Namibia 2-0. The third round games will be played on February 19th to 28th, 2024, and the two representatives of Africa in the Paris Olympics will be known at the end of the fourth and final round from April 1st to 9th. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio.